else when the live stream is ready. All right, we will come out of recess. Thank y'all for bearing with us. That was like exactly a 5-minute recess. Very good. Jake, I'll let you have it.
All right, I motion to put out of funds 1000 County General, Department 0101 County Clerk on the table for discussion.
Second.
And Justice says, I think the increase here is mainly other professional services, the ADP, timekeeping software that we approved last year, or this past year. Do y'all have any more questions on this budget? All in favor of passing 1000.0101, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3005 County Clerk Cost, Department 0117 County Clerk Cost on the table for discussion.
Second.
We're open for questions. Seeing none, all in favor of passing 3005.0117, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of County General Fund Department 0109, Elections and Voter Registration on the table for discussion.
Second.
The biggest thing we see in this budget generally is just the swing from an election year to a non-election year in the poll workers.
So I explained for 107.
Yeah, and the poll worker, paying the poll workers. That's really.
Unless
there's a special, we'll only have two school elections.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can rebuild those out
and
get
reimbursements
for those.
So including the upcoming election for two, that hop on your two? Or
do what?
This include the runoff? Runoff?
No, the runoff is this year.
Gotcha.
Which will be covered in that appropriation.
Any other questions, Justice? Seeing no other, all in favor of passing 1000.0109, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of County General Fund 1000, Department 0102, Circuit Clerk, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, any questions? Anything for Ms. Easton? Oh, yeah, right. All in favor of passing 1000.0102, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of County Recorder's Cost, Department 0120, County Recorder's Cost on the table for discussion.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any questions, Justices? Really, I think the only thing we want to call out on this one, and yeah, there's some computer software charges there, and that's for... is that for scanning?
No, I'm planning to go with a different real estate recording.
Okay.
Vendor next year. So. And that'll be, I'll have to pay over 3 years. So that's just bringing it up enough to do 1 year.
Okay. I think the only thing to call out here, and I know revenues, projected revenue, you know, it's possible to change a little bit, but projected revenue overall is $800,000. The budget request is $1 million, so we have a $200,000 delta there. There is some carryover money there that I can spend on that, but I think I said it last year, and I'll just say it again this year. We'll just keep an eye on it and see where it goes from there. Make sure we got the money there to continue to fund this budget out of that special revenue fund. Seeing no other questions, all in favor of passing 3006.0120, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3012 child support, department 0114 child support, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, any questions on child support budget? Looks flat. Seeing none, all in favor of passing the budget, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 1805 county general apportion, department 0103 county treasurer.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. All right, this just a reminder on these county general apportioned budgets. So this used to be fun because we lumped them all into county general. And so we created this special fund, 1805, called county general apportioned. What that means is basically the state reimburses, of all the money we spent, the state reimburses us 90% of that.
Let me correct that.
Correct it.
These are other funds that's been collected or collected through us. It's not state reimbursement.
It's not state reimbursement.
No, this fund right here, like, so for me, I have a 2% commission, and that's treasurer's commission. You'll see it kind of marked off on some of those. That will come out of that 2% collector's commission. I'll take that plus what goes to my automation fund. The rest of that will be returned to all the people that pay the commission. Now, when it comes to the collector and assessor, that's out of current tax. Okay, so we have a fund called unapportioned. When we get current tax in, 90% goes to the tax, and 15% goes into what we call the unapportioned. You know, that's what goes for this fund. The collector gets 4% of that. The assessor gets her office expenses paid by that. Then, when that's all said and done, the final tax settlement, when it all works out, the rest of those taxes are paid, those taxes. So these funds here are totally reimbursed by some other form, just not from the state.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me there. Justice, any question on this budget? All in favor of passing 0103, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3000 county treasurer's automation, department 0119 county treasurer's automation, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, any questions? Just to kind of put these two together, you have all of the treasurer's personnel services in the last budget, and then most of the supplies, all the supplies and everything else out of this budget.
Years ago, what we did years ago was take everything that was not personal service out of what was then county general. And that being so that I'm not working to get something in my budget that, and keep somebody else out of their budget. You know, and so pretty much anything below the line I keep out of automation at this point. That stuff doesn't really matter anymore. Back then, it
is the automation, so out of the apportioned is your 2% commission, or yeah,
so,
tell me the difference between that and automation.
There's a fund, I think it's 6,000, 6,001. That's where all of my commissions go, into a 6,000 fund, which means it's a fund that just holds it, and then it'll get reset. So of that 2%, I think it generates about $900,000 a year. of that 900, we pay this, what's it, 1805, and then I can keep up to 10% in my automation fund. I typically don't keep the 10%. I just see kind of what I spent the last year and just replenish. And then the rest of it goes back in excess of treasurer's commissions. You'll see that as a revenue, it usually hits about March.
Okay. Is the excess treasurer's commission, does that go into the portion, or does that go back out to the taxing entity?
It goes to anybody that paid a commission. Yeah, so we prorate that back to if you paid $100,000 in treasurer's commission, whatever that minus what I took out is what you get. So I think it's usually about 94 or 5%. I don't have that right in front of me.
Okay. Any more questions, Justices? All in favor of passing 3000.0119, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1805 County General portion of the Department 0104 County Collector on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Does anyone have any questions on this budget? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1805.0104, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3001, Collector's Automation, Department 0118, Collector's Automation.
Second. All right, we've got a motion and a second. Ms. Coots, I just have one question here. On other professional services, there's a $50,000 decrease. Can you speak to that? Does that have to do with the ArcTrax program?
Yes, it does. That first year, I did all the delinquent years, and this year, I only went back 10 years.
Okay.
So,
are you still seeing positive collections out of that program?
Yes. That's the only way I can collect them.
Oh yeah, and that program basically it pays for itself.
Yes.
More than what we're paying for it. Thank you, Justice Z. Questions? I don't know if some of y'all were here for that conversation that happened several years back. It's basically we pay a third party thing through maybe the Association of Arkansas Counties or something.
Yeah, that's changing.
Chase down delinquent taxpayers.
Yeah, next year we're going directly through DFNA. There won't be a middle person, so DFNA is going to handle all that for us next year.
Seeing no other questions, all in favor of passing 3001.0118, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Listen, I told our assessor we wouldn't pass our budgets without her, but what do y'all do? You want to pass them without her or get it down? We can come back to it. Make sure we get them to answer your hard questions. We'll skip down to the quorum core budget, which is Fund 1000, Department 0107.
Motion to put out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0107 Quorum Court on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Justice, see what we got here. We've got to pay for our advertising and our publications. Questions? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1000.0107, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Just remember, short ordinances save money.
Short ordinances save money.
Motion to put out of fund 3008, County Library Department 0600, County Library on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Committee, y'all have any questions here? I think these, you know, the increases that we're seeing are the increases that were passed by the Personnel Committee not too long ago. They referred them to the budget cycle. Oh. You have any questions?
Yeah, those are the longer phases. I think I only have their appropriation looks a little, their overall looks a little in the red. Is that what you're seeing, Mr. Sanford?
From what I'm just looking at on my deal here, I've sent $3,221,539 available with the question for $3,129,031.
Oh, in the green. Okay, our show's a little bit different. Let me compare this budget to the total budget request, though, and see.
Yeah, this is our frequent 5 to 7 years. This would be over by the way.
Okay. Let me see here. Trying to get to the end here. Mr. Warren Crawl, thank you, sir, for joining us today. We're on your budget.
Thank you.
Really, the conversation we were just having, which was you have $3,221,000 available to appropriate, and the budget request is for $3,257,000. So it's about $35,000 in the red.
Yeah, there's a bit of padding in a couple spots, particularly construction 3018. That'd be the easiest place to take it out. We've got several projects. We've got some vendors who are able to replace our 30-year-old carpeting, so the board asked me to solicit bids on re-carpeting the entire building, which is 36,000 square feet. Most of it's covered with bookshelves, so it's going to be a costly thing to move shelves, replace carpet, move shelves back. But I stuck in the number that I thought I had. I missed it by about 35,000, it looks like. So yeah. That's the easiest place to strike 50,000 out.
It's just as we want to make that motion to. Yes.
If he has a place that he's not spending some of his appropriations this year, with just that carryover. But I don't know that. I don't know the amount.
You don't know the carryover. You know.
I got multiple spots like that. I've spent about 73% of my budget this year. I do this every year. I've padded out the 4,000 section with construction money that we haven't spent yet. I'm not burning 3018. For this year's 100,000. I spent maybe 15% of that. I'm going to have tons of money left over in those two sections, as I always do.
Can you estimate the amount of appropriation that's left that you are not going to spend? That you know that you're not going to spend.
It's easily $100,000.
Just 1 second.
And you think that'll be in addition to the $1 million, I guess, estimated carryover that you have on here?
Yeah, so the way we do carryover is I take the October 31st balance, and then I project the revenue for the rest of the year, and take whatever remaining budget they have. If you've got remaining budget, then that means you have the ability to spend it. I can't really show that as carryover. Yeah. When I get someone to tell me, hey, I'm not going to spend so much of that remaining budget, that allows me to go ahead and change the carryover number, which will make the carryover number closer, the estimate closer to what the actual will be anyway.
Yeah.
But instead of taking it now, then when the actual comes back, adding it back in, it's just easier to go ahead and That's okay with you.
Yep. Do y'all understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Do y'all have any more questions on our library budget?
So that's going to change that carryover. Instead of 1,018,000, it's going to carry change to 1,118,000.
So we have $100,000 to be able to appropriate and
right.
roughly and. So it'd be in the green, $65,000.
I'm also super comfortable with just taking $50,000 out of that 3018 construction line, too.
Court, you have any more questions? Justices on the library budget. Seeing no other questions, all in favor of passing 3008.0600, say aye. Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
We're basically almost on the last page. Well, we already did these in. So it's a little conservation.
Bummer. I thought we'd have to move Chrissy to Thursday.
Motion to put out of Fund 3413, Soil Conservation, Department 0801, Soil Conservation, on the table for discussion.
Second.
I believe this is a millage of a, well, what are we calling it?
What's the involuntary
tax? Voluntary tax, yes. This is a voluntary tax fund. We canceled it one time because we didn't know they existed, and then when we canceled it, they showed up and said, hey, we're still here. Oh, thanks for joining us. All right. Yeah. Justice, any questions about soil conservation? I cannot answer them, but maybe.
Once again, this is a voluntary tax, and we've talked about this before, where the revenues are down significantly. $51,500 is going to be the revenue.
So they'll have to make some adjustments in the years to come to slim down their budget. Seeing no questions, all in favor of passing 3413.0801, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That passes. Just as up to y'all, we can take up the assessor's budget, or we can save those for later. And there's been a lot of people that haven't been here today, so. Go ahead and knock them out. All right.
Motion to put out of Fund 1805, County General Apportioned, Department 0105, County Assessor.
Second.
Table for discussion.
All right. Any questions here, Justices? A little bit of increases, but nothing crazy. Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1805.0105, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of Fund 1805, County General Apportioned, Department 0106, Equalization Board, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Any questions on this one? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1805.0106, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3004, Assessor's Amendment 79, Department 0112, Assessor's Amendment 79, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing no questions, all in favor of passing 3004.0112, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the last.
Motion to put out of fund 3011, reappraisal cost fund, department 0110, reappraisal cost fund, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is another one of our pass-through funds.
Yes. The
majority of it is paid back from state. We can cut the remainder of it through collectors, unfortunately. Yes.
Seeing no questions, all in favor of passing 3011.0110, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. You got another. Quickest one yet. Pass her out, or is not here to pass her out things.
County judge's office. Wait, county judge?
Yes. The agenda says lunch recess is next.
The second.
The second lunch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, teacher, I was talking. Which one are we on?
Oh, 100. We're just breaking the seal off your packet.
All right. So we've got myself, we've got Tom, and we've got Randy, and we'll all three be covering the myriad of budgets that we have. So 0100. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dixon, make a motion.
Motion to put. Out of fund 1000, County General Department 0100, County Judge, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. I think most all this is the position that Personnel Committee approved in their last committee for a grant administrator. A position that should, in theory, pay for itself over time for the county for the benefits. Judge?
Yes, Randy, you want to cover this? This is the grant administrator. We've talked about the sort of the reasons for it. That's about all the detail I know about it, other than you could look across really the state or whether local government, state government, just about any type of public entity. Our size, they're going to have at least one grant writer or grant administrator probably, and we're to the point where we need that. We'll be having COLA discussions later. I would prioritize COLA over this. I think we could probably afford both of them. I'm glad to have that discussion later, either later today or whenever we get to COLA discussions. I'll have some data for you and some recommendations there. So, since we're asking for a new position, you're entitled to kind of know all that in the broader landscape. Grant administrator, grant writer, resource, we really need that, whether today or 2 years ago, or 2 years in the future, we really need.
I agree.
Any questions?
Jess, is any questions on this one? Okay. All in favor of passage of 1000.100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1000, County General Department 0108, County Maintenance, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. And just as I would just say, you know, there's one big adjustment here in machinery and equipment, and we listened to Mr. Higgins tell us last year about why they needed a tractor and maybe something else. I don't remember exactly what that was, but he just said, you know, we needed to buy it, and we bought it, and now we don't need to buy it, and so we're taking the money out. And so, really, the rest of this, I think the rest of the increases, just personally, are warranted. They may be more than warranted. I even asked him the other day in a meeting, well, if we wanted to throw an extra X amount of money at you in the maintenance budget, can we do that? You know, because I think we need to invest in maintaining our infrastructure so we don't turn around and have a unit one 20 years from now when we can't pay for it, then they're unit one, right? So anyways, that's my color when it comes to the county maintenance budget. There are buildings, there are assets. We need to take care of them. We need to invest in them for the long term rather than just looking at scraping by year after year trying to do stuff. Do y'all have any questions before I let them speak?
I asked Reed if I could step in here. If you will recall, at the beginning of this, term, you noticed the difference in courtroom A, quorum courts only. That was largely work that my wife and I did. She did the bulk of it, to be honest with you, because you deserve a better home than that. That's why we also recommended, and you should remember the difference in just this room where we are today and where it had been through the decades. Just it's a county courthouse that kind of takes care of itself, and then you don't do those long-term maintenance needs, right? Well, we actually need to do that. It's like Chairman Lahosky just said, these are our buildings, and it's just like your car. If you don't change the oil, you know what happens. We use a great deal of restraint. We being myself, Randy, Tom, Phil, in discussing the myriad of long-term maintenance needs across the county for which we're responsible. And we probably don't do a good job of telling you, hey, we really need this, but we fail to ask because we're just trying to tighten our belts here. We don't do a good enough job of that. We need to at least get that in front of you because you're responsible for the funding of that, and we want you to have all that information. Now, that is really the root of why we recommended spending what we just typically call Courthouse Campus million of ARP funds, the generational and multi-generational funding. Randy's spearheading those efforts. He's got a great plan for, among other things, the courthouse. His goal is to get us beyond 10 years further from today. At that point, we're going to have some tough decisions to make. We either need to come up with some funding to refit this building into something that's usable, much more so than it is today, or something else. But basically, all of that is to say we can't turn a blind eye. You know, going through the parking lot the other day, a lady whom I know, many of you know, stops. She's not a member of county government, but some of you know her. She stopped and said, Judge, I just came out of the restroom down there, downstairs in the basement, and you guys, you know, she actually said, you guys deserve a better bathroom than that. But it's not our bathroom. In fact, there are no offices down there. It's a public restroom in their courthouse. And you can go into this bathroom right back here through that door, and it's like somebody didn't flush the toilet, and that's not the case. So we use a great deal of restraint. Poor Wes, Larry Joe, Faith, Stephanie, all of them, David, come to us and say, here's what we have time to do every day for the county buildings. And it irks them to know that they can't do other things that they believe are the normal part of the maintenance needs. And then there's that level of long-term maintenance needs. The reason we didn't buy a tractor with the funding that we asked for, we found a cheaper way to do it. The tractor they had wasn't suiting its needs. The road department had one that wasn't suiting its needs, and we worked an appropriate and legal swap for the value across. I do want you to know that we make those efforts. We'll try to do a better job of letting you know where we're trying to just make do without having to come and ask for money. And that's, so anyway, having said that, sorry, Randy. Randy, sorry.
We're good. Now, any questions?
I just have my own personal kick, which is we just need to spend more on maintenance. You know, it's really all I have.
My question was, if we're going to spend more on maintenance, where does that go? You know, probably the first thing that we really need to do is we need to add one additional person. And we decided not to do that this year because we have several asks and we had to prioritize. We did bump up our part-time money. So we have, David Smith, our former building ground supervisor, comes in. He's part-time, works 3 days a week. We'd like to have somebody to be able to come in the mornings and help Faith with this campus. So that's a target that we're looking at. Potentially maybe even subcontracting out a third party, come in and do some additional things. We just don't have time to do. Again, we know we want to be limited in our headcount increases, and we just didn't want to really jump on you guys this year. So that may be something we'll be looking at next year. Otherwise, it's really maintaining issues. Wesley is through his first year, so he's been able to actually go through a whole cycle. So we went through this. You see a lot of red and green. That's why we're moving money around to the places where we think we actually need it based on our expenditure this year. So he's got a good wrap on it. We think our air handlers are pretty much under control. What's eating us right now is plumbing. Plumbing's just eating our lunch, and we have to be responsive to it. We've met with the architect about the facelift in this building, and we have concerns about once we kind of start doing some moving and some changing, are we going to be causing some damages? We can do those repairs out of the million. My concern is, though, and it's something that I'm worried about, is that every repair that we do that we're not expecting is that much less that we can apply to the facelift. So I think we're doing a good job right now of trying to stay on top of it. I want to commend, Wesley and the entire maintenance team. They run all the time.
We have a lot of square footage here, and they got, what's your total head count?
Worker?
Widths, yeah.
They're 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, let that sink in for just a second. Just this building and the Justice Building are those are large buildings. And that's not counting the other buildings we've got around. So it should be recognized that we have been we speaking ourselves up here, and you have been very judicious with the maintenance dollars. We continue to try to do that. Glad Randy mentioned we didn't ask for an additional resource. We actually just tried to come not ask for more positions, to be honest with you.
Has it been considered that once we do the
facelifts for the courthouse, that those facelifts are going to enable this building to be put to better use, unless there's a lot of empty spaces in it. Right now, what's that going to do to our plumbing system when those spaces start being used? Well, that's it. We're redoing all of the restrooms that are occupied. That's part of it. So, without really getting into it, that gets into the ARP part of it, but it's something you guys would be interested in. Is that when we look at the animal shelter, we have plans for the animal shelter, and we built our animal shelter. Same for the jail. We know what we're going to jail at the budget. This building is a little different. We're breaking it down into a number of pieces because $1 million is not going to get us where we need to be. It's just not. So my biggest concern is the windows. Key windows are these big windows on the front and the back. We don't want to show up here one day and there's sheets of plywood up there holding the windows in. I don't have a cost on that, but that is going to take a big hunk of our million. Once we figure out how we're going to address the windows, what's left will go towards the facelift. The next priority is downstairs where Margaret and her team is, where the public is primarily, is to give a big facelift to that. And then thirdly, we have office space here and over here that is unused, and we're going to be talking about additional headcount. We've got to put those people somewhere because we're busting up the seams. I think all of this is going to fall in together, and by redoing a lot of the plumbing in these restrooms, that'll help mitigate those problems.
Exciting times.
Lots to look forward to.
Yes.
We talked about some museum maintenance.
Yes.
Museum building maintenance. Is this one of the areas that we would need to put that into the budget, or would we need to put that in the museum's budget?
I think...
We respond to the needs that museum has. By and large, they do their own custodial work. They do their own, but they recently had some shingles blow off the roof, and Wesley took care of that. I believe we paid for it. The judges offered. I mean, we paid for all that. They've had air conditioning issues that we've gotten involved in that we took care of that weren't catastrophic. So typically when they have issues, when he is not shy about calling.
And then their utilities, it's not huge. We're not talking about huge bills. And probably shouldn't come out of ARP. Probably should just come out somewhere else. You got to choose to pick that up as a county. But it's, you're not talking about that.
I don't think maintenance is a big issue with them.
So some of their what we might call capital improvements that need to happen to
that's
their buildings.
That's
yeah, that would be a little bit different budget than just maintenance. Sounds like we're currently taking care of them somewhat with maintenance and stuff, but it's, yeah. Seeing no questions, all in favor of passing 1000.0108, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0115, County IT, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. As I spoke to in some of those, and Mr. Higgins told us to remember that, you know, we have a $25,000 jump in the maintenance, the computer software support and maintenance agreement, which is from taking that across some of our other budgets and consolidating that into the County IT budget. Mr. Higgins, any major notes on this?
Yeah, I just want to take a moment to brag on the IT team. You know, we've made some organizational changes with IT. We have a new director, Kristen Wiedower. She's doing an excellent job stepping up and dealing with issues. Sarah, bless her heart, has worked. I don't know if she's had a day off in the last couple of weeks. She's tired of me being in her office. But, you know, we talked earlier, Mr. Chairman, about the behind-the-scenes activity, and they've really been involved and just bringing all this together, working with the treasurer. I want to thank Scott, you know, for helping us as well. There's been a great deal of collaborative effort. So just want to take this opportunity to brag on the team for that. But, you know, going forward, I think a big part of what we're working on with their budget is actually taking care of the needs. A major focus this year as in 2024, and it will carry over to 2025, is cybersecurity. You know, without going into it, we've already had an issue a couple years ago, but it, you know, the crooks are out there, the hackers are out there really trying to get in, and we have to fight them on a daily basis. So they spend a lot of time working on all of the computer needs to keep everybody working in the county that uses IT equipment and also protect them from the hackers. Also, we've just recently, I think, started, it's Kristen, this week, our new person? Started this week, so Kristen's replacement, she moved up and started this week, so we're back to full staffing in our IT department.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1000.0115, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0419, County Coroner, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Justices, a little bit of discussion. You'll see just some increase in part-time, and then there are some capital outlay needs for the coroner. Any questions? I'm not sure about that.
The coroner.
We did. We had a deputy coroner step down, and our coroner has filled that position.
I think we did delineate a chief deputy coroner. Was that something we did earlier?
Yes.
Yes. Made that call out. Seeing no questions, all in favor of the passage of 1000.0419, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right. Motion to put out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0500, Office of Emergency Management, on the table for discussion.
Second.
So before we get into this, I just want to do just a quick preamble in that. Between OEM, 911, PSAP, and obviously we've already talked about it in the Sheriff's Department, there's a symbiotic relationship, and because of the 911 PSAP transition, we've really had to rip this apart. And so it's going to It's going to be kind of, those two are going to be all over the place. So I'll be glad to answer questions. I'm just letting you know that's the reason for the big changes in moving around this year.
Justin's any questions in the top 100 budget? Seeing none, all in favor of passage of 1000.0500, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3020-911 PSAP Department 0501 on the table for discussion.
Second. All right, and this is like we spoke to earlier, as you see a lot of green coming down the line here. But what you will see in other professional services on the next page is an additional $395,000. Kind of makes up for all that. And like I said earlier, we've got, if you look at your projections sheet, and this is fund 3020, you'll see the money that's there, the carryover amount that's there, the projected revenue. I guess, do we project revenue for 2025 into this fund?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
They have informed me, the judge's office has informed me, that landlines will still continue.
Really?
The landline revenue.
Okay.
And so I think there's about $120,000 a year in that, plus, of course, with interest rates like they are and having the $3.5 million fund balance from Wilson.
Okay.
From Wilson, hang on 1 second, I'll get you. No.
So, really? Is that time to go confident, landline revenue?
We looked into it, and I really don't know why. But okay. We were prepared to have all of it roll over.
Yeah.
And we got to that, but now that's not going to roll.
Okay.
Projected revenue, 170.
Okay.
We have to talk about it, but the short of it is the PSAP consolidation was all based upon the wireless fees and the prepaid fees. The landline fees were a whole separate subchapter of that statute. It didn't appear to pull that in. Now, I've made a mistake before, and this might be a mistake too, but best I can tell, the statute does not affect the landline.
Okay. So really, what we anticipate is, like I said, just the landline revenue projection into this fund. We do not, and as you'll see, the budget request is 600-something thousand. You know, there's a year or two where we can kind of make this work. This is going to be, it'll go back and forth. It'll be kind of up in the air. But we've got some money there to figure it out. Eventually, this budget will have to roll into County General, but that $400,000 expense hopefully won't be there, just depending on how the consolidation experience stuff works out.
Yeah, we did our best guesstimate, no doubt, based on the information that we had available in working with the PSAP group, the new center. And again, when we get into next year, after we have a year under our belt, it'll fall more into place. We'll know where we're spending our money.
Justice, any questions on the 911 PSAP budget?
Yes.
All right, seeing none, all in favor of passing 3020.0501, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0800, Veteran Service, on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mrs. Sesser, we passed all your budgets.
Okay.
Thank you. We were going to wait, and then we decided not to, and we just did it.
Questions?
That's it. Just as you'll see in this veteran service budget, we added the position from personnel committee that occurred. Like Mr. Higgins said, they didn't ask for a maintenance position because they were getting a veteran service officer and a grants writer, so... I know they're sensitive to headcount requests. and all that.
You know, we've tried to give updates throughout the year about the success of our Veterans Service Office that you guys graciously agreed to support previously. Terry Hoot has done an excellent job leading that program. You know, he sent me some numbers this morning, and you're probably tired of hearing numbers, but I'm going to give you the latest update. Last year in November, last year when you started in October, we were getting about 45 office visits a month. No, we back up. Before he started, getting 22 office visits and 30 phone calls. That was on average. Where we are in October this year, from 22 to 30, 105 office visits. So five times the number and 210 phone calls. And he's literally having to shut the office down on Fridays just so he can process the information that's coming in. So we've added, the judge's office is funding this, we had some leftover money in our budget, a part-time VSO that's come in and working, where do you go, 2 days or 3 days?
Two days right now,
just to help him get caught up. So this is really a great success story. What the additional headcount will allow Terry to do is actually break away, and he showed me a list of places where UCA, a lot of different veterans organizations have invited him to come and speak and share what we have to offer and the help that we can offer our veterans, and he literally does not have time to even do that. So this will help with that part of it. So, yeah, I think this is one I don't have to do a sales pitch on, but I just wanted to do it anyway. He's doing a great job.
Fantastic. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Justice, any questions? Seeing none, all in favor of passing 1000.0800, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of Fund 1805, County General Apportion, Department 0430, County Civil Attorney on the table for discussion.
Second.
Not much change here. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor of the passage of 1805.0430, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of County Road Fund 2000, Department 0200, County Road on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, just is any discussion here? I feel like I had something here. Is that what's on here in the restructuring? Yeah, we passed an ordinance earlier this year for that.
Also, I caught your attention to line item 1275 in the personal services,
as well as 1283 in the personnel committee met last week and approve those pay increases. 1275 is a little bit of a change in our structure of our organization. We're going to take that person and make them an office manager. After we did the reorg, we found out we really needed that person to be in charge of the office support so that our road foreman wouldn't have to manage that section of the department day to day.
Justin, any questions?
I will also say this. We're going to have to rebuild, as you know, the road shop. And we have construction projects with roads ongoing through the rest of the year. There's no allowance in here right now for construction. We're just going to wait and see when our bids come in the first of the year exactly how much we're going to need. Then we'll have to make the decision, okay, of our road projects, which ones are we going to have to trim back this year to pay for the construction. At that point, we'll come back to you to move the money around as necessary.
I guess most of that will be insurance stuff, but we're kind of going to go.
We're estimating about $1 million in insurance should come our way when it's all settled.
Okay.
And we had hoped to get our bids out by and receive back by Thanksgiving. Our architect had some medical issues and had to miss a couple meetings, and then we had to cancel one. My mom died last week, so we had to cancel another one. So we're probably the first of the year before we get our bids back.
So we don't know right now what that's going to cost.
We don't right now.
Justice, is any questions, concerns?
So, $2,000 for small equipment purchase, additional $50,000.
What we've noticed is we had to spend some of that money to replace things in the fire. And as we anticipate getting in our new building next year and getting everything set up, we anticipate having to buy some more as we get our final working place set up.
Just to see, no other questions. All in favor of passing 2000.0200, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 3402, County Road Sales Tax Department 0201, County Road Sales Tax, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, this is...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I don't want to get in the way here. We also have an additional motor fuel tax that has zero budget. I don't see it on this stuff.
Okay.
Even that's up to zero budget. We'll probably get it before.
Okay. You can make a motion. Justice, any questions on County Road Sales Tax? All right, seeing none, all in favor of passing 3402-0201, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So, Jake, I think what we can do, if you can make a motion to pass the budget with that title, additional motor fuel tax, this is how I recommend
it. Yeah, it's fund 2003. I don't even know if that's the part.
We'll pass that as zero budget.
Make a motion to pass additional motor fuel tax 2003.
Yeah. With a zero budget.
With a zero budget.
Second.
Questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? What would a plan be for a fund like that where we have like $2 million sitting in it?
This was revenue that Governor Hutchinson put together when they did the additional, and Tom can probably talk more about it than I can. When they did the additional funding for fuel tax back in, I think, 19, the governor wanted that money put in a special fund. It's no different than the revenue that we get in by 2000. He just wanted to track to a different fund. So there's nothing really special about.
So did, at some point in time, we could spend it on a special project
anything
or construction on the road shop, or does it have to be a road?
Anything that's in the road budget, I think we can spend.
There you go. Found our extra money. Really important. All right. Okay. I don't know where we're at. Grants and Aid Health, maybe?
Motion to put out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0304, Grants and Aid Health, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Justice, any questions on this one? Pays for something at the health department, which I'm sure you were statutorily obligated to pay for. Yeah. Something. All in favor of passage of 1000.0304, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3414, Extension Office, Department 0806, Extension Office, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Another voluntary tax fund. Questions? Do you have any comments for us or anything?
Utilities.
There you go.
Utilities. In 2022,
Our line item for utilities is a little over $13,000. In 2022, our bills came in at $18,000. 2023, they came in over $16,000, and this year we're projected over $17,000. So we're just asking for the money to cover the bills. Last month, our building, it doesn't just have meetings for us. Last month alone in October, we hosted over 80 meetings in that building. So it's taking care of a lot of the community, not just our people.
Justice, any questions on this extension office budget? All in favor of the passage of 3414.0806, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to put out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0803, Grants and Aid Social Services, on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. This is a smattering of grants, I guess, that we give to different organizations. I have no backstory for you on this one. Falls under the bucket of we've always done this. And I don't know if they've ever gone up, to be honest with you. I think they've been the same. So we're beating inflation in this budget.
We're technically not allowed to give money to nonprofits just out of the generosity of
nonprofits.
So what we can do is we can enter into contracts and services with various groups. So that's what we've done. Essentially, there are contracts with each of these entities, and they provide a certain service for the county.
As they are under the contract services category, it looks like. There we go. That makes sense.
Right. I just too many questions, especially sometimes the way we've always done it isn't always necessarily the best. So yeah. I'm going to bring up the county fair it shows that we get $4,500. Mm-hmm. To the county fair every year. Do we have anybody here that can speak to what exactly that covers and see their books?
No clue. Not that I know of. Yeah.
Just because they typically don't come to budget hearings, those are typically contracts that the county judge, I would say, negotiates. That's whether it's the county fair, whether it's council on aging, any of that, those are just kind of long-standing services that they provide. I would simply say, if you have questions, you might want to address those to the county judge now or later, but that appropriation gives the county judge the ability to ask the county fair questions like the one you just asked.
Well, with that being said, I do have additional questions.
Yeah.
But may not be able to answer today.
Okay.
Make a motion to table Fund 1000 Department 0803 until Thursday.
We have a second?
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second to table 0803 until Thursday. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Table that.
Make a motion to put out of Fund 3404, Animal Welfare Control, Department 0406, Animal Welfare Control, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to ask that we table this one.
Okay.
Table this one until Thursday. I had a meeting earlier in the week with Nick and with Shelly Strange, their treasurer, and we went through in detail how to handle the funding for this year. And then the budget for next year, quite frankly, it's in my inbox, and I just overlooked it to add it into this. So
okay.
That'll give me tomorrow to fix that up. I'll have it for you guys Thursday.
All right. Does a member of the committee want to make that motion?
I make a motion to table Fund 3404, Department 0406, Animal Welfare Control, until Thursday.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put out of fund 3415 FEMA flood pass through, Department 0123 FEMA flood pass through on the table for discussion.
Second.
Quickly, it's a pass through fund again. It was used a few years ago when we were buying, the FEMA was buying back some of those flood areas. Now, I don't know that money things on this. Somebody not speak more on it, but I would not see us need it. Hopefully, we don't need this again.
Seeing no questions, all in favor of the passage of 3415.0123, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put out of fund 1002 health insurance, Department 0121 health insurance on the table for discussion.
Second.
That's all right. We'll go back. You skip one. We'll go back to it. All right. Justice, any questions on health insurance?
Yes. Say a little bit on health insurance.
Yes.
Where we are, as y'all know, we currently contribute $10,050 per employee to the health insurance fund, and we have been contributing that amount. I think since 2021, it has not risen. And what that is funding a potential payout that we have more. And Tom's going to get more of that on where we are as far as what our potential payout. But we are paying over the max, or we're funded over the max. Our actual, on our rate sheet, our actual increase of expenditure in health insurance since 2016 through 23 is 5% increase. Now, as y'all know, that fluxes up and down depending on how the year goes. But as much as health insurance is more than that, really, it's 5% a year. It looks good on the paper. The way that it's financially feasible. There's going to be a time in which we have to pay more per employee, but that's not this year, and I hope not next year. But we'll see. Just wanted to kind of give you all a heads up on that part.
Thank you. Justice, any questions on health insurance? All right. All in favor of passing 1002.0121, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? We'll go one page back to
motion to put out of fund 1810 capital improvements, Department 0100 county judge on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. Any questions? Mr. Higgins, I don't remember exactly what y'all do with this $50,000.
Yeah, so last year, if you'll remember, asked for the $150,000 to do an upgrade for the security system at the Justice Building, and just coincidentally, we ended up having a storm that the insurance paid for part of it, so we were able to actually reimburse this fund, and we didn't use nearly the whole $150,000. So we reduced it this year, but I left $50,000 in there. There is an upgrade that we have to do to the controller of the chillers over there. It's about $46,000, I believe is what it is. So we've replaced some air handlers and those kinds of things. And they all have new components, and it doesn't speak very well to the new one. We've been having some shut off in the middle of court, and they said if we would do this upgrade, that would fix it. So I decided to put that in the budget. Let's go ahead and get that fixed. It's, 11 years old.
Questions?
Yes, sir. When you said the chiller, do you mean the HVAC
system? It's the HVAC system, yeah. It's the controller down in Larry Jones' office that communicates with all of those systems all through the building.
So that's just the Justice Building. It does not include...
Just the Justice Building. That's correct.
Any of the detention centers?
No, just the Justice Building. Yeah, we don't do maintenance. We, the judge's office, doesn't do the maintenance at the Justice Building. I'm sorry, at Unit 2.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Questions? All in favor of passing 1810.0100, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. congratulations. We made it through our county judges' budgets. So remaining on our agenda is ARP budgets. I was planning on being done around 4. We can take a recess and come back and try to knock out these ARP budgets. And that way, when we come back on Thursday, we'll have these remaining budgets to look at, and then we'll talk about the budget overview and COLA, and hopefully we can close it out. Good? All right, we'll just do a quick 5-minute recess.
What would you like to learn?